beginnen gerade auf dem Sefer Bo Metzia, da wir sein, beginnen ein bisschen, das macht ein bisschen mit der Gemara, mei schno li adain. What's the difference that it falls to the hand of the judge? What's the significance of that? So says Tosfos, it's from the Garsi b'shinuya, according to the text that have in the Gemara's answer, v'heichidami, what are we talking about? And that's what the Gemara says, k'gilin v'kosa behempik. Oh, we're talking about where, I mean, so what's the significance of this nafli adain? So as the Gemara says that, oh, it means regarding that there was a verification of the courts. So hash, that means to say that now the Gemara is halamina, which is the maschal places, the other the nafli adain, that we didn't know that it fell to the hand of the dain, the hainu, which, as the Gemara explains, that means hempik, the authentication. So elisava, rather, so the Gemara held the hainu, it just means simply shadain matzai, that the judge found it. So then that's the Gemara's question. Say, hey, what's the difference from the judge, some other person? That's the simple understanding of the Gemara. But says, but according to those texts that don't have the Girsa, the Hechidami, oh, so what's this talking about? That, for example, where it has a Hempik written. So it means to say that the Gemara knew this up until this point. So you're the Shabbat Hashta, Nafli Adai. So yeah, the Gemara knew at this point that it doesn't mean that the judge found it. It means Hainu Shagas Behempik. The Gemara knew that there was a Hempik written. So Umboyle, so then what's the Gemara's question? The question is, Maishna Kas Behempik, what's the difference of a Hempik as written at Dilo Yitzila Ilam, that you're never gonna you're never gonna be able to take it out from the court anymore. What do you mean? Halayim in Kas Behempik, to the contrary. If there's no Hempik written on it, near the Kol Shegein Hushal Yitzila Ilam, well, that would make all the more sense that you cannot use it, because you could say, if there's no verification of the court, well, maybe he actually wrote it to borrow and he never even borrowed because it was never even brought into a court. So that the Shoyi shouldn't collect. So why would it be specifically Shinafali Adain, which means a Hempik? On that, Mishan, the Gemara answers the Lemon Boy, you're right. We didn't have to say, it wasn't saying, they were saying, even that which has a Hempik. But you're right, if it doesn't have a Hempik, for sure, it's not going to be able to be utilized. Next, it's not the Minute Gemara, but it's much about Maida Yachz Isha. The husband agrees that the Ksuba belongs to the wife, he returns it to the wife. Which tries to address that question. The answer is that the Leichash and the Kanonim are not concerned for what's considered, as the Gemara talks about later in the Yud Gimel, maybe they're going to make a subterfuge, the two of them, and they really, he doesn't know what to her, but he's going to give it to her so that she can collect, and they'll split the spoils from the Chazmash Badim. No, we're not concerned for Kanonia. And the Lekal Mechash Lashem Kasab and Nisan, we're also not concerned that maybe it was written in Nisan, Veloy Nasa Tishrei, what I mean, maybe it's going to be like a 6 month difference. And really, it wasn't really put into use until 6 months later, but she's going to collect from an earlier date. So maybe we shouldn't allow him to just return it to her, especially when it falls. We always have like a moral flaw then on its questionable status. No, because the Mono Asayim says basically the 100 and 200 norm that is owed from a ksuba, mishtabdim in the eris, and that's automatically, there's a link from the engagement point, apolay ksuba. Even without the ksuba itself. So it's owed already from the beginning. Because the eres and kol es lahu, because the word gets out regarding the engagement. And once the word gets out, then already that takes effect in the chasim b'shabad. Now, l'koid meres and lekel meichesh, the kos of law. And we don't have to be concerned that maybe he wrote it off before the engagement. So we're not concerned with that either. And b'teisa b'snami. And for the additions that you add in the ksuba, more than the basic 100, 200, labai dama edu b'chasum b'zachala, according to the Bible, it says that the witnesses already, with their signature, already married to her, so Asir Shabbat, that makes sense, because even though he didn't give it to her, to later, that's okay, it's already took effect now. And Reb Asi, who doesn't hold that, he would explain that it's explicitly where he was married to her, and he already transferred the funds to her, and therefore that's why there's no concern when, as the Dermaskal test is going on, he's made it, that you give it back to the woman, and she could collect with that ksuba. Next, this must begin with the Gemara, the Hashem Shtei Ksubas. No, we're concerned for two ksubas. Now, Tosfos explains, Balab Epoch, so I'd have to switch around opinions. He says, no, without switching around, like, Mutzla Ukma, we couldn't say this idea in views that he's concerned for two ksubas. If that would be the case, then Oyltach's Baila, when she's still married to Mamayach's Leisha, why do you return to the woman in the Balmaida when he does not agree? Well, why? Maybe there's two ksubas. So therefore, obviously, he couldn't hold it, and if we had to say Epoch and then say this according to Rabban. Next, that's Matta begins to go on Machlaikis. So Pirush Rashi explains, what do we mean by machlekes? I mean, the hani yachleiku, the kamer shem ulil, we're qualifying that yachleiku that shem ulil says. And on that says, Taisus, but din imoy. And that makes sense, what Rashi is saying. She didn't want to explain What machlokes means plukta de Rebbe b'shem liel, and that's what he's qualifying. No, b'shem dehecha kama, because then how are you going to say abel echa avik b'tayv is uchulu? But if one gets holding to everyone a little tired, mashman, if it sounds like then the hasam lay pligi, that then they don't disagree. B'zeina, that's not the case. The gam sham, because they're also it may not be if it's not verified. Let's shakel the Rebbe. Because Rebbe, I can take anything, and therefore it wouldn't be a good qualification of their machlokes. Rather, machlokes means say the achluk of b'shem liel is what the gemara is coming to qualify. Next to smart in the words, the Gemara this based on Kama Shabbat. Well, how much is the document worth without a date, and how much was with a date? And Pirush Rashi explains, addressing the question, why is the only thing that's different between them is this man? Because it says, because the money is regarding the money and the borrower and the lender, that we don't evaluate to say that, oh, that's only by the tariff, because that's really what the point of the tariff is. Because no, because it's actually written also in the last line of the generic text. And the Voyker actually says, Rashi, that's even the primary in a way. Let's say the top, by the Torah, it's written that it's only 100, and then on the bottom it's written 200, then we go with the 200, so you can't say anything more than the Zman that the Torah has over the Typhus. So it says, it's a wonder, because we actually don't learn out from the last line. And that's why we actually do a review of the document. In other words, we're not really learning out anything. We're only just doing it like some type of review of the document, as the Gemara explains within Babasa Kapsam Health, Kapsam Lays. And Umasnitin, the Chasav Lamala Mana, that you see that it says something that we go base more with the bottom than the top. So it says, Lemai B'shitachrin. That's not talking about the last line, it's talking about something earlier in the document. And the Gam Pirish. Rashi also explains the be'edim leishamina, that we're not going to evaluate what's more for the typhus than the tariff, which you have the witnesses in the typhus. No, so Rashi, that doesn't count. The Rishon Liel islay, Rishon Liel holds might be Rashi Kasvay that when he admits to the document that's written, ain't certainly coming up to verify it. So there's nothing valuable about the edim, which Taisus produced tema. His interpretation is a wonder because the imchashim isay she'ain the typhus. Edim. If you're going to consider the one that's not holding on to the witnesses, kili yeshleishtab le'edim, like as if he has a document without witnesses, as it sounds like from Rashi, not me lost a shaper. This doesn't make sense because then he does something ain't sarach lekaimai. Although he holds it, you don't have to verify when he's made the bishtar. Mekamakum kshin klal edich hasima possible when there's no actual witnesses of the. That are signed, it's invalid, and you quote unquote considering the guy was holding on to the tariff as if he's not holding on to the witnesses. So how's that even valid? But moreover, what makes the tariff better than the tariff? Kach shashtar possibly tariff, because the document's invalid without the tariff. Kamei b'lei tariff, that's like without the tariff, because then nimcha kafila shita achas menashtar. Because if you're missing even one line from a document to a apostle, it's invalid. So Rashi makes it sound like as if, yeah, he's holding on to this, he's holding on to that, but each one is invalid without the other. So says Taisus, he disagrees. He says, Levada yesh loim, or rather, what you definitely can say is the b'mash hashtar nifsal, that with what the document is invalidated, ain't shaman, that we're not going to evaluate as if one has, you know, that benefit over the other one. Because the kach shavah, because it's all the same thing, because the taifas, shita achas min ha-taifas, and when you're holding on to one line of the taifas, come my taifas, it's like you're holding on to everything else. It's all the same thing. Because the document's not valid either one. It's all the same. Nothing is valid without all of it. So we're not going to give one more than the other because they each need each other. Unlike the way he rotates on this from Rashi, as if like each one, yeah, they're independent and they each have their own valid documents, which this is not true. Now, Avazman, regarding the date, which the Gemara is pointing out, the different Maskal Taisis, that there is some value, because Shashtar Kasher Belez Manli, because the document is valid without the date. So that's Shaman Kamash, but that we evaluate how much value is that bringing, and that's what we're giving more to the one who's holding on to the tariff. Now, Bishami Ika, actually, Bishami brings Amr Belaza, Hakol Helech Achar Mishatos Edom, actually, they give value to the one who's holding on to the Edom. Which says a Polag Agamar Shalom, which disagrees with Agamar, the Maskir's man that mentions the date. They say because they hold the Edom is Sirikarti. that actually the witnesses who see it being given over is what makes the get. And the document is valid without witness assignment. Oh, but Shomi Kamashava. So we value how much value does that bring? What value does it bring? But the Edom are not, that are signed are not making it. Yeah. That you don't have to go and try when you want to verify it, to go after the witnesses who saw it being handed over. That brings value to the table. And so it says, well, let's lay Ahu Lishnam. It's not like that that version that's in Baba Basra on the Kafayim Amman Aleph. The Sava Reb Shimon Gamliel Idrasim Makarati. That there's a Gemara over there that you get pushed that is in Bavli that says that Reb Shimon Gamliel holds Idrasim Makarati. Again, it's obvious that Tais says the Yishami holds that Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that Idrasim Makarati, and that's how they hold that. It's not something that's ma'akev and nishkar, and that's why there's value that's being brought, because we don't consider things that are ma'akev as being valid, because everything's ma'akev. Next test master begins with Be'echloku Nami Ledmei. When they say that they divide, it means for the monetary value. And Be'echloku Nisachiv, meaning, but we don't divide the debt, Kamesh Kosev Nishkar, like the value of the actual document itself. Meaning, Kamesh Shobele Limker Mizeh, whatever you would be able to sell the document, that this guy gets half it. Because the other if you don't say leave it, it just means literally they divide half of the debt. Well, then Gabi Talis, then regarding the Talis, Michal and Mamish, do you think you actually divide the thing itself? What else to do? But that would cause a loss to the Talis. Rather, it's when you would sell it, how much would you get? That's what you divide. And but like I said, we don't have the Girsa Loi, the Beskin Lishtara, that we, as if the Gemara is trying to tell us that we divide the actual debt itself, not the piece of paper, that can't be the gear. So if that's the case, ma mevi metalis. What do we bring proof from talis? Other to the contrary, but talis regarding talis, if you cut l'shnayim, if you cut into two, im say the kolkach, it's not such a loss. It still has value, but v'miyachta chashtar. But if you cut the document l'yishur l'klum, it's not going to be worth anything. So why would it be bringing a raya from talis? If anything, it's a bigger raya from itself. But more with the pshita who delay a chluka hashtar l'shnayim. Obviously, we know not splitting the actual document in half. To akim le'el, we had previously explained pluk to Rebbe Shimon Gamliel that it's b'mayi de b'shtar shakasoy that regarding that when someone admits regarding a shtar that was written, and what we said we're not talking about the actual piece of paper itself. Though it's obvious that it's regarding the actual collection itself, and then it says that the confusion rather must be like the way we explain that we're talking about the value, how much it would be worth when you would sell it, not the actual thing itself. To discuss if we're dividing that, that's not the case. We're not dividing the thing itself, just like we see by Talis, and that's what the Gemara is proving from Talis.